Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Some people are predicting a new way of traveling through air. Skipping the old airlines and taking this mode of transportation. I'll tell you what it is coming up in a few minutes. But it is that time where Riggins dazzles us all, not only with his wit, but also with a merry song. Talking about everything that's gone on the show and in pop culture and in the lives of everyone that is close to him. It is called the Weekend Review. Go, go, go.
And this is my song. It's called the Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Breaking and entering Christmas happens tomorrow. Just in case you forgot, Dolly Parton could make a surprise appearance, but it's also possible that she might not. It's going to be really, really exciting. I'm going to bring Christmas energy like it's my job. We're bringing gifts and decorations and even a tech D-Rob.
Yay!
It's just a blessing to be able to help people, and we won't disappoint. Do I wish it didn't fall on a Saturday? Yes, but that is not the point.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Bill Belichick is the new head coach at UNC Chapel Hill. It's more surprising than not. He said he's really passionate about football, and those 80 pies are super hot. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged. I've never seen a face that's quite like his. They say the heart wants what it wants, and it wanted whatever a Benny Blanco is. Today is National Cocoa Day. I knew a woman named Coco, if I'm correct. And no, she wasn't a stripper. She was a dancer. Show some respect.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Subway introduced a footlong Oreo. What a way to wrap up your meal. But I think the ladies will agree with me. An inch less of half of that would be ideal. Lindsay got her home studio set up, which was definitely not a mistake, because now it allows us to hear her yell at her kids during every break. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. I always want to make a list with time permitting. I only want forgiveness for Tech D Rob for all those sins that he's been committing.
Mm-hmm. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Great job.
You know what the funniest part of that was?
What?
Riggins, you couldn't hear because when he plays his guitar and all, he takes his earbuds out. But since Lynn is from her home studio, there's about a half, a quarter to a half second delay on her end. So when we're singing, so this is my song. Yeah. It's called The Week in Review. You'll hear her go, review.
It was like some vibrato.
Just a slight lag.
That's fun.
All right, more coming up.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There was an episode of Hoarders on, like always, yesterday. It seems like there's always a Hoarders marathon going on one of those channels. And I don't mind watching that show. I like it.
Yeah.
It's fine. But one thread I've noticed through all the people that hoard, they always say, they tell the psychologist, I'm a collector. And they keep using that word collector. I'm a collector. Mm-hmm. And the psychologist always has to say, there's nothing wrong with collections until it starts to hurt the relationships you have with and they go and break it down. But they are insistent that it's not a problem. I'm just a collector. And there are real collectors out there. And you don't look at them as having any kind of problem, but their lives are also intact and
right.
They're fruitful in other ways. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a collecting person. And I don't think you are either, except for your cooler thing, your ice chests.
Yeah, but I don't collect them just to have a bunch of them. I have different sizes for each occasion, and you know, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like something you would say to the hoarder. If you had 200 of them, you go, well, I have a reason for this one, but yours is not even close to out of control.
Yeah. And there's no way I could ever be a hoarder because I would be divorced.
Right.
Yeah. My wife cannot even watch that show because it gives her the heebie-jeebies, and she can't stand it. She can't watch an episode.
Yeah, and it makes sense because when they do those hoarders, rarely is that person in a healthy relationship with their spouse or significant other in the home with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a single person doing it.
Right.
Lindsay, are you a collector of anything? I'm looking at your closet right here in the background of your screen. You got a lot of stuff in there.
I collect shoes and designer bags, and that's pretty much it.
There's a wall.
That's it, guys.
That's it. I collect money.
Good stuff.
I don't think collecting fashion, like, I don't think that's collecting, right?
No, because you're using all of it day to day. And with a collection, it's usually like, I'm going to put this up over here until I need it and I can sell it until I get more of this, you know, like shelves of things, you know.
Yeah, you do have a whole wall of shoes in that closet, though. I mean, there's a lot of shoes. I don't know that she's using all that stuff regularly.
This is half of my shoes. I have another closet around the corner in my bedroom with all shoes.
With all shoes.
Yeah. I bet she does use them all.
I do. I already did a clean out and gave away what I don't use.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Tech D Rob collects his Funko Pops. They're like action figures that you don't play with. You leave them in the box and you just admire them.
Yeah. I don't leave them in a box. I take them out and then I put them on a shelf.
Oh, okay. So kind of the same thing. What's a collection you're glad you held onto all this time? At TJ Riggins Show, somebody's still saying Beanie Babies, even though they lost all their value. They don't care. They like looking at them.
I still have a Beanie Baby collection. That's from when I was a child.
And just not surprising.
Well, you know why? Because nobody wants to buy it.
Is it from just like when you were a child or when you were a girl?
Which one?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lindsay's in the closet today.
Yeah.
She moved all of her broadcast equipment into her closet to try to hide from her children whenever they wake up so they can go bother her husband. And that didn't work because her 2-year-old son found her. He sniffed her out.
Yeah. He screamed at the door.
Hey, mommy.
Does sleep in our room, he was in the guest room last night because he stayed up too late. But when he sleeps in our room, he can be the middleman.
Yeah. Just jump up and get him and say, all right. So there's a news story that says that traveling around in massive air balloons may make a comeback because they're better for the environment than planes. And using helium instead of hydrogen would make them safer. So at first I thought, okay, are they talking about a blimp?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Because they mentioned something that made reference to Hindenburg. Well, Hindenburg was a blimp thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zeppelin.
And they don't.
Yeah.
And they didn't say hot air balloon. They just said an air balloon.
Yeah. So, they said, sure, it would take forever to get wherever you're going, but you know, it would be safer. It says they're a lot slower than planes, obviously, but several companies have plans in the works to offer them as a new travel option and look at them basically as flying cruise ships.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if your destination is directly up, you know, I never think about a balloon going anywhere but up and down. But I guess they do. You can travel with them.
Well, it's only going to take a week to get to, you know, Tennessee from here. So it's just like, what? So dumb.
Have y'all ever been in a blimp?
No.
I know there was a day that they had a blimp in town, and then media people could go, or maybe it was just the blimp pilot was a fan of our show, and he said we could go up in it. I couldn't go because I was in high demand somewhere else, obviously. But everybody else on the show, I think, went.
And I'm pretty sure they just retired the last blimp a couple years ago. It was It was a Goodyear blimp.
It crashed, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah. The Goodyear, yes. I just watched a episode or a documentary or something about it.
Really?
But
yeah.
You know that famous phrase, oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
That came from the guy reporting on the Hindenburg when it caught on fire and just disintegrated in the sky. Yeah. Because that was going to be the new way of travel then.
Yeah.
You would have to knock me out cold to get me on one of those.
But can you imagine, though, if it were a hot air balloon rather than...
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
People with suitcases on their...
Yeah, getting in that wooden basket, like that wicker basket at the bottom.
You just have to stand until you get to L.A. or wherever you want.
Looks like up.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I'd rather go up in a blimp, though, than one of those. Those things scare me. I'm a hot air balloon?
Yeah, heck yeah.
You know, there's a festival around here every year, and people just go out and watch. I mean, they're huge. They're everywhere. And never do I look up there and go, I wish I was on one of those things. No, thanks. I don't like standing in baskets 30,000 feet.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
It doesn't seem like it, I'm sure, if you're just a passive listener to the show. It doesn't seem like that Riggins and I have a ton of stuff in common, but we really do. Our personalities are, you know, and the way we look at life and stuff, a lot of times it's alike. And that's why my wife calls it two weirdos. But there is something that goes on that I know I would be completely mortified and embarrassed if I were in this situation, and I got a feeling that you would too, Riggins. You know the term seat squatter?
No, I've never heard that.
All right. A seat squatter is somebody who intentionally sits in the wrong seat on a plane just to try to get away with being able to keep it. Like when the person gets there and goes, you're in my seat. And then they go, ah, well, that's fine. I'll just go to another seat. Oh. They purposely try to take somebody's seat. So if you accidentally was sitting in the wrong seat and the person walked up and said, you're in my seat, wouldn't you just be like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I would be so embarrassed because I don't want people thinking that I'm, you know, having no shame like these seat squatters.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I mean, it would be like standing there to get the free samples in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then, people thinking that you're coming back for the fourth time when you're really not. It was an accident or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, the thought that you would be that person is awful.
Ugh. And I have accidentally been in the wrong seat of somebody, on a plane.
Sure.
And it is more awkward on a plane because you got to get up, you got to get unbuckled and squeeze by and let them in. You know, it's just... You just put a sign on yourself that says, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know how to operate in the real world.
I'm an idiot or I'm trying to scam people and I have no shame.
It's so bad. The seat squatter.
Would you ever do that, Lindsay? Like if you're at a ball game or something and there's a seat that's unoccupied and then you go down and sit in it and say, well, I'll just see if the person comes. If they do, then I'll get up and leave.
Now that you put it like that, like at a, not on a plane, but at like a concert, if a seat was open, I'd be like, I'll just see if they cut, you know, if it's better than the seat I bought. Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, some guys did that to us at a concert one time. It started like it was about halfway through the first song and we were back on the little riser thing where the soundboard and all is. We were with the record company guy and all of that. And then, but we had seats that were closer to the stage and we said, well, we're going to go down there so we can, you know, we can be closer to the action or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we got there and there were these two good old boys that were just going nuts, dancing in our seats and all that. And we went up and said, I think you're in our seats. And they look at each other and they go, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they didn't stop and try to pull out their tickets and go, are you sure these are?
They knew.
It was like, yeah. They got like, hey, buddy, that was good. It was fun while it lasted.
I love that. I'll take it.
It was a thrill.
Yeah.
For that for a couple of songs.
I almost felt like, Jody, you and Jenny give him your seats and get back to the back of the thing.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Yeah, yeah, we'll stay here with them.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
A story out of my home state of Louisiana. You're going to love, Riggins.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's never anything that shows Louisiana people in a good light, you know. You never see our hero of the day from Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, there haven't been as many as the bad ones. And the rough ones are way more fun, let's be honest.
So we'll do that in a few minutes.
Happy birthday to Taylor Swift. She is turning 30. Guess how old she is. I was kind of surprised.
36.
35.
Oh.
So it is the top trending topic.
Too old
topic
to be
right
acting
now.
like she does.
Whoa. Too old to be acting like what?
Like a teenager.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought she was way younger than that.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Because of how she acts.
Well, last night she got an early birthday present. She got a ton of awards at the Billboard Music Awards. This is what she won. Top artist, top female artist, top Billboard 200 artist, top 100... Hot 100 artists, top 100. I can go on and on. She won 8, I think, and top global artist as well, excluding the United States. So yeah, she swept up at the Billboard
deserved.
Awards. Absolutely, she's the biggest artist in the world.
Hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's no disputing that. The dispute is whether or not she deserves it. That's where I weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Does she deserve to be the biggest artist in the world?
Yeah.
No.
Today is Friday the 13th. That is also trending right below Taylor Swift. People are sharing what not to do today, what to do today. A lot of people just don't leave their house on Friday the 13th because they're that spooked by the entire holiday.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can because I used to be. I used to be spooked by that when I was a young man.
Is it so crippling?
Yeah, kind of.
It is.
You know, until my brother reminded me, hey, we're Christians. We don't believe in all that. And I was like, oh, yeah. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You're right about that. And then Vanderpump Rules star James Kennedy was arrested for domestic violence. So I got a feeling he will not be reappearing on the next season of Vanderpump Rules. They don't like that.
No, that's not Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy.
Wasn't he?
From
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Was that B-Rad from Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah. I hope he's doing okay. Yeah. Shout out to Jamie Kennedy. So I tried something for the first time in 2024 just yesterday, and I'll tell you all about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Monitoring Lindsay, she's got a problem behind the scenes here. Do you want to fill them in, Lindsay, what just happened?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a chair that I don't normally sit in for this period of time, and it broke. But it's a normal chair, like super cute, got it at Anthro, like, and it broke. The leg.
Yeah, there's a piece of wood that she's holding in her hand. Now, she's at home today in her home studio, and... Yeah, the pieces are falling off of it. It's not like the arm came loose or something like that. I mean, it's from the having her sit in it that long because it was clearly just for looks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Is that the first time you've broken a piece of furniture just by sitting in it? Do you think?
I think so. And I'm going to remember this day for the rest of my life.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I love that.
Was that piece that broke off like a vital piece of the chair, do you think?
It's part of the leg.
I mean, it's part of the leg. And this chair was not cheap. I bought it for the look, but I mean, people were commenting in the reviews they sent in it.
Yeah.
But, maybe there's a weight limit.
You're making it sound worse on yourself. There you go. Well, I mean, this is a high quality piece of furniture and sturdy and all, but I managed to break it by sitting in it for an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I'm basically going to stop eating today for the rest of that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we all know that's not true.
I know, we do. I'll be cracking a Slim Jim in T-minus 4 hours.
That is a day you never forget, the first time you just sat in a chair and broke it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was going to be the whole point. I brought this up is the things you did for the first time in 2024. Mine was going to be, I tried Egg Foo Young for the first time yesterday. Ooh. But you breaking a chair is way more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. And embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Egg Foo
and
Young.
And I'm more mad than anything because it was expensive.
Yeah, right.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's really good. It was one of the chef's specialties. I was ordering Chinese food yesterday because I didn't have anything thawed out. Mm-hmm. So I had to order Chinese. They said, this is the chef's specialty right on the menu. So I'm going to try it. I've always heard about it in movies and stuff. Delicious. It's like
what
an omelet.
What is it exactly?
It's kind of like an omelet with a lot of vegetables and like pork. And then they drown it in this kind of sweet and spicy sauce. It was really good.
Yeah. I don't like omelets.
Yeah. You don't like omelets. No, right?
Yeah. If you're going to scramble eggs, I want to be fluffy.
Yeah. Right.
Fluffy.
Right.
And wet.
But, RIP that chair.
RIP. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get some glue.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust that. Yeah. Wow. You probably need to go. You need a chair probably made of angle iron or something. Go down to the hardware store and see if they have any chairs made of rebar.
I need a chair made of rebar.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, here's the story from my home state of Louisiana. Nothing major, just that every time there's some kind of story like this, Reagan's likes hearing it because he likes making fun of me for being from Louisiana. In La Place, Louisiana, south of the state, an 18-year-old Domino's driver was robbed by the same guy in the same week. He ordered the pizza, and then the guy got there with the pizza. He stole the pizza and then made the guy give him $20. And then 7 days later, he ordered a pizza again at a different address, but on the same street.
And, oh, gosh.
And then this time he brandished a weapon.
Oh, and then no.
Allegedly.
The yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that
surely that guy doesn't still work there.
But that would tell me, you know, I'm going to eat the pizza or I'm going to go take the $20, buy some crack, smoke it, eat the pizza. And then I'll be okay till tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. Or try to sell the pizza and smoke the crack. Get more crack.
And sell the pizza. And you know, I love odd knowledge. I'm a keeper of odd knowledge. And I found this. It says a blue whale can eat over 20 million calories on an average day.
20 million?
Yeah. And again, at the risk of being called anti-science, they have no idea about that. They don't have a clue how many calories a blue whale eats in a day. There's no way they could know that.
Such an astronomical number. It's like, did you just make that up? Yeah. 20 million calories.
They're like, what are we going to say?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
20 million sounds good. They're like wasted. 20 million sounds amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, but see, it's one of those deals where, you know, they're scientists, and if anybody argues with them and says, there's no way you could know that, then that person is ridiculed and says, you can't argue with science, with our research. What kind of research is out there that tells you what a blue whale in the wild eats, how many calories? Do you know exactly how many calories every fish that it eats or whatever has in it? No. You know exactly how many fish it's eaten? No, you don't.
Would you have a guess on how many calories they do eat?
No, you know why? Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Why would you even be doing that research? Are you going to try to put blue whales on a diet or something to, you know, for their health? You're going to get them heart healthy? Is that why you need to know that? Yeah. Stupid scientists.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lindsay, have you heard about the recall on one of your favorite products?
No.
Let me see if I can find it. But this morning, I saw that there's a big recall on some versions of that Stanley mug that you always have with you.
Oh, no.
Your collection of those that you have.
That is a collection I have. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. I do collect those. No, but what could possibly be?
Hold on a minute. Let me find it. 2.6 million Stanley mugs are being recalled after 38 people suffered burns. Apparently, quote unquote, faulty lids had been detaching during use. Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, and they were drinking like hot coffee or something. Uh-huh.
Yep. But it doesn't look like in the picture here, it's not one of the ones that you use, and you don't drink coffee out of yours. These are more like one of them looks like a thermos, and the other one is got a handle on it at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one got terrible reviews on the website.
It's getting worse now.
Yeah.
People are burning themselves.
Yeah, bring them back.
Good to know.
But that's not bad. 2.6 million of them, and only 38 people have burned themselves.
Well,
I mean, true.
Silver lining.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, that's a tiny percentage, right?
I don't know.
I mean, and how badly could they have burned themselves? I mean,
yeah, I would want to know that.
Right.
It's a good statement from Stanley. How bad was the burn?
Yeah. And just, you know, come on. I think that's a pretty good average. 38 out of 2.6 million. I think we're doing well.
When?
Yeah.
You burned your lip. When?
You know, if a major league player had that kind of batting average, you know, he'd be the highest paid player in the league.
Are you drinking coffee that's that hot? Just don't.
Yeah. So right. It doesn't need to be that hot. Come on now.
I've seen those Stanleys. That is a lot of coffee to be drinking.
I mean, yeah. I think most of, like, women use those as water bottles or something. Like, they have cold beverages in them with a straw, right?
Right.
Yeah. These are different. These are different styles of Stanley. But when you say Stanley mug, now that's what you think about.
Yeah, you think of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the big mm-hmm. water.
Yeah. The obnoxious one that women were killing each other over. Yeah. You didn't have to cut anybody to get that one, did you, Lindsay?
I had to cut some people for this Love Shack fancy one that I got. It's like floral, and there was a limited edition.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really cut. It was just.
Oh, you didn't really cut it. Anybody?
Well,
okay. Let me make sure everybody knows that. She's not a stabber.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.